Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I really meant I was sorry for ever causing you pain.
Stevie Ray Vaughan, ladies and gentlemen.
You showed your appreciation by walking out anyway.
The late, great SRV. Welcome back. 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, which is ageofthecustomer.com. Chip Bell is our guest. He's one of our heroes, folks, one of the great members of our Brain Trust, the co-author of so many important books, including my favorite, Wired and Dangerous, which he co-authored along with many other books with John Patterson. Chip, thanks again for hanging out with us. We need a website, please.
Oh, chipbell.com. I make it really
pretty easy. Yep. And so
yes,
check
sir.
That out, folks. All the things Chip does. Chip, we were talking about change and customer expectations earlier. What do you think? Connect innovation as a way of life to accomplishing change that meets customer expectations. Can you do that for us?
Certainly. Well, I think part of it starts with a recognition that it's a mindset. Innovation is a mindset, and it's a mindset that says we got to continually alter and look for new and different things that we do to respond to the change in the customer. But we've got to do it in a way that's relevant to that customer, as you so well stated in your book. And that means creating a different kind of culture, and the kind of culture that I think responds to that is one who is all about change, who recognizes that. And it's leaders who know how to manage change in an organization to create that innovative culture.
Right.
That's the secret. You know, there's an old adage that says the only person who likes change is a wet baby. but what we do know is if you create the right kind of culture, you'll have people who love change. But it takes specific techniques on the part of the leader.
First, you have to build the environment. You structure an environment that is conducive to innovation and to change. And then you have to create the culture inside of that environment, don't you?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And I think it starts with leaders who recognize broad-based inclusion is a key to starting that process. If you create an inclusive, involving, participating kind of culture. You know, the old adage for both employees and customers, people will care when mm-hmm. they share. And so if we can get people involved and included, that sense of ownership comes through, and that's one of the things that sparks a lot of great innovation. I think the second is key to do it, and is that we have communication that is what I call extraordinary, more than normal and extra. And the mm-hmm. smart organizations that are all about the customer are saying we've got to find ways to continually communicate with each other, with the customer, because that's the source of learning, it's the source of insight, and it's the source of innovation. So that's the second one.
And the key to making that happen is to engage the customer, right? To ask them questions, to watch them and say, you know, I noticed you bought this. Can you tell me how do you use this?
Exactly.
Come up with a way to have a conversation with customers about their products. What do you think?
You're absolutely right, and it starts with having employees who view themselves as scouts, who are always on mm-hmm. the hunt for new information about the customer, who therefore, because they're scouts, know how to ask those, what's one thing we can do to improve your experience kind of questions. And then a great scout is one that's revered, it's one that's respected, it's one that's valued, and it's one whose opinions and views are sought by the leader.
Right.
I mean, if you were captain of a fort and you sent out a scout and they gone for 3 days and they came back all wide-eyed, you probably wouldn't tell your scout, I can't talk to you now, I got to go to a meeting.
That's right.
Well, you know, I like to say you got wide-eyed scouts coming back every day, and we've got to talk to our front line to find out what they're learning. And once we do that, they hear more, they pick up more, and they're much better listeners because they're being valued for what they know.
It just amazes me, and I've used this example. I was just to use one of your examples Chip, and this would be the opposite of what you tried to do with your book, Take Their Breath Away. I was in a restaurant the other day, and they took my breath away by how poorly they engaged me. I came in, they barely said hello, they set me down with my friends, they waited on us, they served us great food, they took our money, and they let us walk out. And there was essentially no engagement at all. The owner, the manager, nobody came over, they weren't that busy. If they should have been all over us.
Of course, because the most important thing you just said was, and they took my money.
Yeah.
And they're missing the point that, you know, people, their hard-earned dollars are going into your organization. Why would you not treat them like they're your paycheck? Because
right.
They are.
Right, yeah. So last thoughts. Chip, I got about a minute. Last thoughts.
Last thoughts is to keep in mind only dead fish swim with the current. And so... As an organism, obviously, we know fish swim in all directions, but they aren't governed by the current, by the popular things. Smart organizations are always looking for ways to say, how can we do this different? And that means creating a culture of innovation, and that means we've got to treat our employees like they are our most important customer.
And innovation doesn't mean you create a new app or a new piece of a new device or something. It's about it being innovative in the way – it also is about innovative in the way you treat customers, right?
Exactly.
Yep.
Unlike what you were just describing, I've got to create a great memory in the mind of that customer.
That's right. Take their breath away the right way, folks, not the wrong way. ChipBell.com,
exactly.
Right, Chip?
Right, ChipBell.com.
And the books are all available wherever books are sold. Hey, Chip, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Oh, I'll do it. Thank you. Have a great
Chip
day.
Chip Bell, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.